This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood, where you can get a 2020 Corolla LE, lease it for $159 a month, sign and drive, get on down to 1841 North State Road 7 in Hollywood, Toyota of Hollywood.
Big O, a.k.a. Orlando Walser Garrett. Yeah.
All righty. Yeah, we are ready to rock and roll out here at Toyota of Hollywood like we are every Thursday. Was just talking to Steve Ostrov right now as I'm looking at that big, beautiful red Supra there, which is, man, that Supra is nice. Red, that thing is, and it's kind of like a cherry red, right? It's like right on the brink of being cherry red, right?
It's rich.
Right? It's
deep.
That's a great adjective. It's rich. Because cherry red is rich. You know what I mean? And that Supra there, yeah, that's
nice. It's as if the paint job goes in deep into the car.
That is nice, man. That is absolutely nice. Hope you all are doing well out there on a beautiful Thursday. It's Thursday already in the week. Wow, man. The week's gone by so quickly. Wow. It's amazing. Anyway, so we got a bunch of things to talk about today on the show. We got some folks that are going to join us. Craig Mish will stop by at 1:10 to talk a little baseball. And we'll get into some of the issues with baseball. As Max Scherzer, wow, you saw him like, hey, there's no need to deal with the MLB already. I mean, you know, why? They're just in Stupidville, you know what I mean?
And in all honesty, from their original offer to then come with the next one, it is rather insulting to those upper echelon guys.
Well, first of all, from prorated to a 50-50 split to now, okay, so now you're going to ask your stars to take 70-80% pay cuts. Okay, the reason why you have people in the stands is because of those guys. You go see Mookie Betts. You go see Max Scherzer. You go see Mike Trout. You go see Aaron Judge. Those aren't the guys that are supposed to be taking 70% pay cuts. And it's not a, you know, the problem with all of this is we can't get past the greed factor for everybody, right? Because we're all struggling right now. And everybody's struggling to make ends meet. So you don't want to hear about millionaire and billionaire problems. So you kind of shut them off and you like throw them. But really, I think the owners are being the bad guys here, not the players. I'm sorry. I told you guys last week or 2 weeks ago, actually, when I told you, hey, you know, take it easy on the baseball players because it's not as simple as you make it out to be. And I think the owners have kind of – look, man, there's a reason why baseball and us older guys and women out there that might like baseball, older women, because I doubt younger women or younger men are liking baseball. But I think why we have lost interest in it, why the game has gone down, these are all the examples, man. You're not – in the NHL, they're not fighting about the money. In basketball, they're not fighting about the money. In football, they're not fighting about the money. They're trying to figure out a healthy way of coming back. That's it. Baseball's the only one that's kind of stuck in this rut. And it's always stuck in a rut. Football moves on. Basketball moves on. Soccer is surging. And baseball is floundering. And this is no different. We'll talk to Craig Mish at 1:10 about that. But it's interesting to see what the contrast between one organization, one sport, and every other sport on the planet. Because soccer leagues all over the world, they're coming back, man. And players and their teams have agreed on the fair pay cuts and all that stuff. And yet somehow baseball has always, dude, always has a problem, man. And by the way, props to the Marlins for paying their minor leaguers all the way through August, which is basically the entire season, pretty much. That was really classy on their part. And in a time where, you know, because the minor leaguers aren't making, you know, big-time money. They're struggling just like the rest of us. Maybe down the line, some of those guys will be richer than we will ever be. But at the moment, they are also struggling to stay and keep their heads above water and feed their families and whatever it is. So I thought that was, you know, in the midst of all this stuff and negativity with baseball, I want to give a little love to the Marlins for taking care of their minor league people. I thought that was really, really classy on their part. So that was really cool. Props to the Marlins on that one, man.
Right now, I cannot remember which West Coast team. I want to say the Angels or Arizona, one of those, San Diego.
Oh, no, Oakland. You're talking about Oakland.
Is it Oakland?
Yeah.
$2 billion guy, and it won't pay the minor league dudes.
Yeah,
it's the equivalent of having $100,000 and not throwing them $50.
Yeah, it's funny.
That is the ratio.
It's funny that you mentioned that because on the national show, I had a guy, I guess he had to wait a whole week to call me back. And he called me back. He goes, hey, I want to take umbrage with your comments about the Rays last week. And it's not. And he goes, oh, we're a good organization and all that. And I was like, dude, you don't keep your players. So you're not a good organization. Yeah, you're good at unearthing talent. But as long as you're the Rays or the A's, I told him, because they're both the same. You're a garbage organization. You're cheap. You never do things.
You never go for it all in.
Never.
You know?
Never. And Tampa does do – they do have baseball people that obviously know their stuff because they find talent. But they never keep their guys. So it's garbage. It doesn't mean anything to me. Just like the A's. I get it. For the money they spend, they maximize what they do. I understand all of that, and that's all well and good, and that's nice, but that and a cup of coffee gets you absolutely nowhere, okay? Where are the titles? You know what I mean? It's like you can brag to me all you want about Moneyball, but Boston and the Cubs, they go, yeah, we like that Moneyball stuff, but we like it with money, and then they did it, but with money, and oh, wow, they won titles. Oh, I see. Okay, that's how it's done. It's really cute, the whole Moneyball thing, but what have you won? I mean,
both of those organizations are like on the cusp, and you just got to go a little further, and they never do.
Never do. And so that's why, to me, I don't ever respect the Rays or the A's, because you don't do what you're supposed to do. And the sad part is you actually have baseball people that can find talent. So half the battle's already won. You know how to identify talent. So if you know how to identify talent, then why wouldn't you make a commitment to players? Because you're pretty good at identifying talent. So you won't identify the wrong people. You're not going to give the wrong people money, probably. There's a good chance if you're in the Rays organization, the few people you do give money to, they're going to be pretty damn good players for you for a long time. So why not do that? Like the Dolphins, forever it was they couldn't figure out how to run the organization and put the right people in place. The Marlins, they also did the same thing that the A's and the Rays did. They used to find talent, but they couldn't keep it. So those organizations, they can actually find talent and they can't keep it. Bad organizations. That's what they are. If the Dolphins drafted Zach Thomas and Jason and Sam Madison and X and everybody, and they constantly got rid of all their guys before their big contracts, what would that mean? Okay, they know how to find them, but who cares if you can't keep them? And that's where baseball, for me, baseball has, you know, as a guy that loves baseball and watches it still, it's just, I've lost interest myself. You know, and with the way and doing this every day of my life, I've noticed how people don't really talk about it anymore. You know, and why? Because unfortunately, the Marlins have not made us a baseball town. Pat Riley forced you to be a basketball town. It's actually become the number one sport in this town. Basketball. Even though we're a football town, basketball's been the number one sport for several years because it's the organization you can count on. Now the Dolphins are going to come back. Hopefully Manny Diaz figured it out after year one, and then because he can't have another season like he had last year. If he does, look, I wasn't on the fire Manny bandwagon thing last year at all. As bad as it was, never said that because I didn't want to do that. But another year like last year, and yeah, you definitely have to crap can his ass. So just to me, it's interesting to see what's going on with baseball and how out of touch they are with everything going on. Everybody else is figuring out a way to come back healthy. That's all. Which, by the way, should be the hurdle. It shouldn't be about money. You know what I mean? All the other businesses in this world, money's a real big factor for them. And while all the... See, here's my problem with pro sports and the pro sports owners. I want you to know, I have no sympathy for you. Okay? That's my message to all pro sports owners. Okay? I have no sympathy for you. You mostly are all billionaires. You got plenty of money. So 1 year that you're not cutting profits and you're not making money, I don't feel sorry for you, bro. Because you've been making money hand over fist for decades. And you've been lining your pockets. And you know what I hate? Is that while you're lining your pockets and you're having some of your more successful years, you're not giving any extra money to your employees. You're not giving them bonuses. You're not giving the players, hey, you know, besides winning the World Series, we profited this year. Our profits were up 25%. We want to share 10% of those profits with the employees. No, you keep all 25% of those extra profits, and you don't share with anybody. So now that the losses come, you expect everybody else to endure the losses more than you. I'm sorry. You know, Mark Cuban is paying all of his employees. That's what he should do, bro. He's a billionaire. Okay? He can crap money. He can clean his butt with $100 bills and not miss a beat whatsoever. So to him, to pay the people in the Mavs organization for an extra couple of months, what does he lose? $3, $5, $10 million? What's that for a multi-billionaire? Please, what is that for Mark Cuban? It's like $2 for you and me. Maybe a buck. And so that's where I admire Mark Cuban. That's why I went out of my way to, hey, thank the Marlins, man. That's really kind because I see what Oakland's doing. The Panthers are paying their employees through the pandemic. Why? Vinny Viola's a freaking billionaire, bro. Meanwhile, the Boston Bruins guy's not. So Viola, Mark Cuban are doing what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be a mensch in this situation. You're a billionaire, bro. Your secretary works and lives month to month. Your guys that take care of the hardwood, the field, the ice, whatever the hell it is that you play on, those people live week to week, month to month like you and I. I have no sympathy whatsoever for owners. Although I will say this, I have a little sympathy, and not because I work for him, but I have some sympathy for Jorge Mas. And I don't know exactly the name of the owner in Nashville, but damn, those are expansion teams. Come on, man. You spent all this money and you haven't even made any money yet, bro. You haven't even had a couple seasons under your belt. You know what I'm saying? So that I do have a little sympathy for those kind of owners that, man, they just started their teams and we got a pandemic. That's kind of rough. But everybody else, come on, man. You've been at this for years. You've been making money. NFL owners have been printing money for years. What, that this year you're not going to make that much? I don't feel sorry for you. Do the right thing. Pay your employees. carry that. You're billionaires. This is not going to hurt you in the long run. It's a setback for you, but that's like you and me losing a dollar. Okay, we lost a dollar. It sucks, but all right, it's not the end of the world. We'll make up for it. We lose 1,000. Ah, now, hey, that creates a lot of problems. But for these owners, man, that's the part that I have no sympathy for you, man. And I do want to praise the ones that are actually supporting their employees during these tough times, like Vinny Viola and Doug Cifu, that are paying the Panther employees throughout the pandemic. Mark Cuban, you know, the Marlins paying their minor leaguers. And hey, how about the Marlins, man? You know, it's not like they are, you know, printing money like the Yankees, the Cubs, and the Red Sox and the Dodgers.
No, okay? They're definitely on the lower end of
They are on the earners. Lowest end of the payroll in Major League Baseball. They're one of the lowest five, I'm sure. Lowest three, probably, in generating revenue. And yet they're going to pay their minor leaguers through August.
The thing that's hard for the owners
move, man. Classy move.
To have sympathy when it's something that doesn't affect you. You really don't even feel it.
Right.
And for you to not do it, to help people,
right,
and to not chime in, are you serious?
I know
what
that,
is wrong with you?
I know that if I worked for the A's organization and I was laid off by the owner, I would do my best to not have to come back to that job. I would do my best to find another job because I won't go back with a good feeling because I already know what you are and you're not a good human being and you've got all the money and yet you're not willing to help the people that work hard for you every single day and you can afford to do it. That's the worst part about all of
it
this.
It doesn't touch you.
It doesn't affect you at all. And that's why what Viola and Cifu are doing with the Panthers, that has to be commended, man. That's the kind of stuff that you admire. That's why they're great owners. They really are. They got to make a change at general manager, and they're great owners, and eventually they'll do it because, I mean, you know, Dale Talon's kind of proven in 10 years now that he really can't get it done. But it just, to me, that's where this whole baseball thing is just so odd. And the worst part is that we all see the decline in baseball. They see it too. And yet they do nothing about it. And they don't know how to do anything about it. And every other sport's passing them up. It's nuts, man. Football and basketball have pulled away. That baseball will never catch up. The MLS is breathing down their necks. And soon enough, the MLS will pass them. And because that's the growing sport for young people in this country. And I know that in our town, Inter Miami is going to be an absolute monster. It's going to be one of the marquee events in town for years to come now. So I know that the people in the Marlins, what I like about what at least I don't see it from, you know, not seeing from baseball, but at least from the Marlins, I'm seeing an effort. I'm seeing an effort on social media. I'm seeing an effort in the media. I'm seeing an effort by their front office, by their players. They're trying to connect. Now, ultimately, Jeter and Sherman have to prove that they can develop, win, and create a culture that is year in and year out and win the trust. You know, and then eventually we could get to that point. But, you know, they're a long ways away, but they better hurry up because Inter Miami's not going to mess around. They're going to be adding stars. And so the summers, they're going to look to own those summers. And the Marlins are going to have to work really, really hard to win those summers over. All right, 786-322-1105 is the accidentlawfirm.com text line. That's 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, you can also reach out to me on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. Follow us there as always. Shamar says, Big O, can you talk about coronavirus for hours, but want to talk about the injustice that's going on? Shaking my head, unsubscribed. Well, first of all, Shamar, we already talked about yesterday the injustice and talking about the different cases. So I'm not sure if you tuned in. If you didn't, the segment's there for you to watch or listen. But we talked a lot about Christian Cooper. We talked about the George Floyd situation. We talked about the loser in the gym, Tom something. I forgot the name of that idiot, that racist in the gym. But, yeah, we talked about it yesterday. It's absolutely disgusting what's going on. And you can check out that segment there. It's on there. Remember, this is – we're not a radio show per se, that we're on a station that we're – that we have to like kind of repeat the same segments over and over and over again because the audience turn over every 15 minutes. So they want you to repeat the headlines every hour, and at least for a segment in that hour, you have to kind of repeat the top news and kind of go over whatever it would be. This is a different format. We try to give you, you know, somewhere between 3-4 hours of talk every day. And it's usually different subjects. So we don't have to repeat things because everything is podcasted. This guy working next to me works his ass off every day to podcast all the audio segments. Philippe does it on the video side. So that way, if you miss something, I tell you it's there and you can go find it. And then you can hear about whatever you're asking about. It'll be there, you know? So if I talked about it, so that way you don't really miss the segment. You can actually listen to it.
Go check out your podcast sites. It's segment number 9 from yesterday. Technology helping expose racists. Keep it up, America.
Look at that. Bill even tells you the number of the segment. Segment 9 and everything yesterday. So there you go.
And it's a 28-minute segment.
Yeah, it's pretty thorough. Yeah, it's pretty thorough.
Yeah, you didn't leave anything out, though.
No. No. By the way, we got the first super chat of the day, and he is a usual Tommy Italian 305. In what? Super chat.
No way.
Yes way.
No way.
Yes way.
They were fantastic.
Super chat. Thank you, Tommy Italian, 305 for life, my man, chiming in on the Super Chat as always. It's every day, man. Thank you, Tommy. You are too kind, man. Very, very nice, man. Appreciate you out there. A little roll call. We got Ty in the Bronx in the house, Miami fan for life, 305. Big O, what do you think of Max K saying the Pats can make the playoffs this year? I think there's a 24-hour news cycle, and you kind of got to talk about it, and you got to create any kind of talk that you can. And the Pats become the thing about the Patriots is they are this lightning rod subject, right? Because of all the winning, you hate them. Because of all the winning, you're dying for them to lose, right? Then you've got all the cheating scandals going on, and so people obviously hold that against them. Spygate, Deflategate, you name it, the Bengals gate, all of that. What did we name that Bengals gate one? What was that one called?
When you associate having to cheat and Bengals in the same sentence, it speaks to you like it's they were trying to cheat. Who?
What was that gate? Because we had Deflategate and we had Spygate, and this was another Spygate version of it. But what was it called? Bungles gate? I don't get it. I don't remember that one. I don't remember what gate we gave it. But it's such a hot-button subject, the Patriots. And I think a lot of people are going to take pleasure in watching them crumble, too, because that's how we are in this society. We'll build you up, and then we love to tear your ass down. You know what I mean? It's just that's just the way to – let's build Tiger up, and then let's tear him down every chance we get, you know? It's kind of what we do. We build up all of our presidents – we vote them in, and then we tear them all down, every one of them. Doesn't matter what side of the political aisle you're on, we tear them all down. And so it's just it's what we do. And the Patriots, It's people have had enough of the Patriots. You know, it's kind of when the Bulls were on the run, you got enough of Michael Jordan. When Kobe and Shaq were doing that, I've seen enough. You know, when the Yankees go on their, you know, enough. The Red Sox got annoying to a point. Hell, the city of Boston got annoying because every team was winning titles there. You know what I mean? So this is kind of part of it. And it's a subject because there's also this aura around the Patriots and the culture and everything that was in place for the Steelers for many years until Chuck Noll left. And it was in place for Tom Landry, and then it kind of ran out of gas until Jimmy was able to then resurrect it. And it was smoking red hot with Walsh. And then, you know, a little bit of Seifert, but it kind of died out, and it's over. And it was over for a long time till recently, pretty much. And so dynasties come and go. Cultures rise and fall. And I think that's what kind of a lot of people with the Patriots, that's what the discussion is. Will the culture continue? Will the winning continue? Is Jarrett Stidham the guy? Because if he's not the guy, then, you know, how does Belichick overcome it? And the interesting part about it is we haven't seen Belichick minus Brady. And you can tell me all you want about 2008, but that's an aberration. That's just one year. It was a great team that lost its player, and that great team carried a really mediocre quarterback to an 11-5 record. And there have been 9-7, 10-6, 11-5 seasons all throughout the history of time that really didn't mean a lot, kind of like Miami's 11-5 in 2008. It really meant nothing because you weren't building to anything. It was a flukish year. You won on some wildcat crap early on in the season, and then that thing ran out of gas, and that team ran out of gas. But it was flukish. There was nothing substance about it. So my point is that this is what the mystery we're trying to solve, and this is the riddle that we keep cranking that box, and then the clown comes out. And we don't know what it's going to be. We have no idea what the Jack in the Box is. Is it a bunch of wins and that they continue winning and they do enough to get in the playoffs, or they lose and they're out? Max Kellerman, he thinks they can make the playoffs. I think they're not even going to get to 500. I think they're going to be a bad football team. That's just me. I've watched great coaches lose it. I've watched all kinds of dynasties and great coaches and the demise of all that kind of stuff. So that's the problem, that I think we are prisoners of the moment at times, and we think we kind of forget that greatness comes and goes. And I think it's time for it to go now. I think Belichick had his run, and I think he had his run with his great quarterback. Now, unless I like Jarrett Stidham as a project, unless he is even better than what I thought, okay, and that he could actually become a quarterback this year in his first full year starting, I would be really shocked. That would be a real surprise. Jarrett Stidham has all the talent to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. He can do anything and everything you need in the NFL. All right? He and Drew Locke were two of the project-type guys that I liked last year in the draft. But I still don't think he's ready to lead a team right now. Kid's green. Can't expect that. I think the Patriots are going to struggle in a big-time way, and I think the Dolphins and the Bills are going to have an opportunity here. And no, I don't put the Jets in there because I don't buy Adam Gase. And Sam Darnold still is a sack of turnovers anyway. And with Adam Gase coaching him up. So that's my Patriot take. Hey, by the way, we're out here at Toyota of Hollywood like we are. every single Thursday. I see Herbie Lopez out there. I see Steve Ostrov. I'm looking right now at the Toyota Corolla 2020 LE. You can get it for $159 a month. All right, so get on out there. Sign and drive lease for $287. The Corolla SE hatchback, you can get it for $233 a month, $318. Sign and drive. The Camry LE, you know, I tell you all the time about my XSE that I love. Well, the LE, we got it for $199 a month, all right, or $306 sign and drive, folks. Got the Toyota RAV4 for $284 a month, the Tacoma SR5 double cab, two-wheel drive, $215 a month, folks. So many great options for you. The Highlander L, $389 a month. These leases are for 36 months, folks. And don't forget, whether you're buying or leasing a vehicle out here at Toyota of Hollywood, they can give you 90 days, no payments. All right? So during this transition, we know it's not easy for you right now. They're making it easier for you. So if you've got that car that's breaking down on you, it's costing you more, actually, than actually owning a car every single month. And right now is the time to come on down to 1841 North State Road 7, just a couple blocks south of that big, beautiful guitar. Come on out here. Tell them that Big O sent you. Come see Steve Ostrov, Herbie Lopez, all the great guys out here. They will definitely take care of you. Gary Thompson, Rick, Eddie, Joel Rubio, all of them are out here waiting for you at Toyota of Hollywood.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to accidentlawfirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver, you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million, whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to accidentlawfirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's accidentlawfirm.com.
America's safest and best-selling compact luxury SUV is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. RDX, $339 a month at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Here's Market at Toyota of Hollywood. Over 1,500 Toyotas on the ground, and truckloads just keep on coming. Now pay up to 50% less. 2020 Camry, not $29,000, $17,775. 2020 Corolla, not $22,000, $13,775. Buy a new 2020 Toyota with zero down and 0% financing, or we'll make your payments till 2021 at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer on 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street.